time now for KJN's Heartbeat Today, daily program focusing on the people, places, and events that make the Nishna Valley a special place. Today's edition of Heartbeat Today is brought to you by Camblin Plumbing and Heating in downtown Atlantic. Here at this morning's program is your host, Jim Field.
Hi, Chris. How are you this morning?
I'm doing well. Yourself?
Good. Not too bad. Not too bad. Nice afternoon yesterday. Saw a lot of folks out walking, jogging, all kinds of fun stuff. Good to see folks enjoying the out of doors.
It's a good change.
Yeah. It used to be our exercise was just tossing snow as far as we could. I'm glad that's done. Or I hope it's done anyway. Let's not get too far ahead of ourselves here. Brett's in with us this morning as we get going. He'd like to tell us about Camblin Plumbing and Heating. How's Brett this morning?
Good morning. Camblin Plumbing and Heating carries Kohler fixtures because of their quality, diversity of style, and their color spectrum, as well as their warranties. Camblin Plumbing and Heating discounts all of the Kohler products from list price every day, not just on special weekends. From bubble massage tubs to their kitchen sinks, nobody offers the variety that Kohler can. Nobody can install new fixtures like Camblin Plumbing and Heating, and nobody can produce the finished look like we can. Stop in our showrooms in Atlantic and Harlan to view the diversity of Kohler and get your new kitchen or bathroom started today. In Atlantic, call 243-1512, or in Harlan, call 755-3286.
Thank you, Brett. Appreciate that very much. I have a guest joining us here on the phone this morning. Is Bob Everhart joins us from his theater. Theater? Is that an appropriate term for it?
What were you thinking?
I wasn't sure. Oak Tree Opry over in Anita is going to have a Spring Fest. In fact, five big shows coming up later this month on a long weekend, April 19th, 20th, and 21st. You get a lot of folks coming in.
We do, Jim. It's our annual Fix the Roof deal, you know. I just got back from Florida. We had a nice time down there, and we're getting ready to... that's the way we open up the season here at the Oak Tree Opry in Anita. And we need to find somebody that can get up on this roof and figure out where the leak is.
Not me. I'm out. Too high.
Just a little hint there.
Yeah, too high for me. Well, you really do, though. I mentioned up front you've got a lot of performers coming. You really do have a large bill coming in for this event.
Is, yeah. How much time do we have? Can I go through this list?
Better get started.
It's Bill Lear. Gee, they're from all over. He's from Missouri. Pat Boyle's from Nebraska. Bobby Off from Fort Dodge. Rick and Harriet from Underwood. Marge Lund from here in Anita. Francis Hahn, he's down in Texas right now. David Green from Avoca. Billy Dunbar, he's Eastern Iowa. Red Johnson from Minnesota. Emma Hayen from Western Iowa. Bill Hendren from, he's in Iowa. Kelvin Duhacek, he's a ragtime player. Kathy Gravy from over in Western Iowa, Riley Jensen, Lee Muller from Kansas, Jackie Shuey from Nebraska, Don Deamer from Colorado, Bob and Sheila Everhart just got back from Florida. And don't forget Lamar the singing dog.
I was going to ask you about the last one on the list here.
You know what? Sheila's got taught him how to yodel, and I don't know how she could do that because she can't yodel. But the dog...
So that's worth the price of admission by itself.
Pretty much. He's only going to be on Friday night, but, he's a little temperamental.
I see. Yeah, well, artists sometimes can be that way, you know.
Oh, well, there you are, right there.
Well, I just hope for everybody else's sake the dog doesn't steal the show.
Maybe that will happen. I don't know.
I'm sure.
But we have a good time, and these are really, really good performers. You know, the entertainment world is so different now than it was a number of years ago. And there's an awful lot of really, really fine performers that don't, you know, become superstars anymore. It's like, gee whiz, they're so very good at the local level. And there aren't that many places to perform anymore. So this is a good chance to have our fellow performers shine, and that's what happens.
Well, I know a lot of people, when they think of country music these days, they're thinking of people like Taylor Swift and Carrie Underwood, Jason Aldean, you know, these types of artists and things. But I've heard somebody say before that at the Oak Tree Opry, you're going to find more Hank Williams than you will Hank Williams Jr.
That's probably true, yeah. There's some real good performers out there in what we would call contemporary country music. But that doesn't mean that the more traditional or classic country music has disappeared. It hasn't. And it's just... And those people that still play it, and there's a lot of young ones in it, too. It's called Americana music in some areas. And here in Iowa, it's just, they just call it old-time country. And so, some of them are such good pickers, you know. They just, David Green, for instance, the kid from, well, I say kid, he's probably 30, but he plays such a clean guitar. And he's just a Well, all the people that are on it are like that. You know, they're just, they know what they like to do. You know, it's kind of like when I was a kid, milking cows at 7:30 in the morning, and that's the only reason I got up that early. I hated it. I couldn't stand milking cows, so my mom and dad let me run the separator. Did you ever have to do that?
No. No, not on my farm we didn't, no. Our farm was this little patch in front of, between a house and an apartment complex next door in town. We didn't have much room for that.
No cows there, right?
No, not at all, not at all. Bob, I know as a Smithsonian fellow, part of your mission and your job is to continue to perpetuate this type of old-time country music, Americana music, as you mentioned before. Sure. But, you know, there's so many others, all these folks on the bill here, you keep in touch with so many other folks who enjoy this type of music. Why is it so important to keep pushing this type of music out there to folks?
That's a personal goal of my own. And I believe it's important is because the music that is instilled in what we still call traditional or classic or old-time country music is a very, very important part of the culture of who we are as a people living here in the state of Iowa. So it's not nearly so important anymore, because there are more and more people like yourself whose farm was a lawn in the front part of the building or whatever. But there are still lots of rural people out here in Iowa, even though the farms are getting bigger and bigger and bigger, and the little towns are getting smaller and smaller. That lifestyle is a definite. It's a reflection of the culture of the people who came here to make this land so beautiful. So what it is, so productive and so incredibly, incredibly productive, yeah.
Well, from a music standpoint, too, when you listen to some of the stuff on radio today, you know, so much of it is auto-tuned and you know, produced in a studio to a point where it's, you know, it's this or it's that. But it's not raw. Sometimes it kind of loses its emotion. You find that in this type of music.
Well, today's music, you know, that comes out of the studios is perfect. There's, you know, that you won't find anything with a mistake on it. It just doesn't happen. It just doesn't. But in the old days, you know, and even still today, those people in the most common area where you find more mistakes is like, well, they have a lot of what they call jam sessions now. People learning how to play the guitar. Somebody told me you were learning how to play the guitar. Is that with what?
Well, it was either that or climb a mountain, and I kind of thought my odds were a little bit better trying to learn how to strum, so.
Are you really learning how to play the guitar?
Slowly. Very slowly.
Jim, it's one of the most funnest things in the world. And for most people, like I was just saying, jammers and people like that, it's a hobby, you know, and it's a wonderful, wonderful time to express yourself as an artist, no matter how good or how bad you are. It's also a really wonderful way to spend time if you're tired of watching strange television shows over and over and over, and music that's so perfect that a normal human being can't even do it. So in between there is an area where you can really relax and sooner or later impress friends. And Uncle Dave Macon was the first superstar in the Grand Ole Opry to learn how to play the banjo when he was 55. 55, Jim.
Yikes.
And they asked, he's an old tobacco-chewing guy, you know. He never took a bath and all that sort of stuff. They asked him, Uncle Dave, why did you want to learn how to play the banjo at the age of 55? Uncle Dave Macon said, I want to meet some girls.
Well, and you know, that brings me to another point I was thinking about, too, is that, you know, when you travel around the world, we may not all speak the same language, but music can sometimes bring folks together. And I know you've done extensive travel around the world in part of your work as a Smithsonian Fellow, and I think folks sometimes are shocked to hear how big a crowds you get a chance to perform in front of in places like China.
Well, that was incredible. That China thing, that's been a few years back now, probably 8 years ago, but they asked us to go over there. They had this huge, full week. It was a fashion show, it was on Chinese national television. But they wanted it to be the East meets the West kind of a clothing thing, and the stage that they had all these models on and everything that were wearing these. This town that we went to is where they manufactured denim, and huge manufacturing plants. And the stage that they built for the models was about the size of a football field. I mean, it was enormous. And in front of that huge stage they had these little plastic stools. No backs, no nothing, just little white plastic stools. And they had something like 8,000 people there just on those. And then they had a big fence up behind that where there was another 3,000 or 4,000 people. It was huge. And they televised it, and it lasted all week. We had to rehearse in the afternoon, and then they did the show in the evening. But the reason we were over there was they wanted an act that represented very typical country, old-time country music in America. And then they also had another act that was very typical old-time music from China. And that part of it was pretty interesting. We really gloried in it, but... And we had a wonderful time, but gee whiz, the numbers on that, had they watched it live and on television, was just massive. Incredible.
Yeah, you can't fit those kind of numbers at the Oak Tree Opry over there in Anita, but you know you're going to get a very personal experience when you come over to have a good time. And I know you got 5 shows coming up, April 19th, 20th, 21st,
yeah.
And you're taking reservations now?
Yeah, if you'd like to have the seat, you know, a lot of people have their own favorite places to sit and that sort of thing. So just give us a call, 712-762-4363, or look in the phone book, Anita Oak Tree Opry. It's easy to find. And we'll reserve the seat for them. And it's like, it's going to be kind of fun, you know. This is the opening show of the season. And we're still a little small rural town in Iowa, and we're still very friendly, and we're still, everybody knows everybody. And it's just a real kind of fun thing to do, and just relax, take it easy, and hopefully the weather will be nice and everything will be fine.
You bet. Show's coming up April 19th. That's a Friday, 7 p.m.
Yeah.
Also on Saturday, April 20th, noon and 7 p.m.
Uh-huh.
And on Sunday, April 21st, 10 a.m. and noon. And the price is right.
Well, it's $7 a show or whatever, how you want to figure it. But you can come and see all 5 of them for $20. So that ought to be able to find us somebody to get up on the roof and see, why is this thing leaking?
Plenty of time in between that noon and 7 p.m. Shows on Saturday for folks to get up there and take a look around, huh?
Yeah.
There you go. All right.
The museum will be open, too. We have the Pioneer Music Museum, and we have a little work to do over there yet, too. But everything is coming along fine, and we're just real glad to be back to Iowa. And have you got to the G court yet?
Working on it. You know, it's interesting. I was just thinking while you were visiting a little bit here, too, that we talk about the difference between today's music and yesterday's music. Folks still go down to Memphis to visit places like Sun Records, Sun Studios.
Oh, man.
And they love to stand in the spot where Johnny Cash used to thump out music with a dollar bill up there in the strings to make that noise. But I don't know that anybody really goes out to Los Angeles to stand where Lady Gaga does whatever she does.
Guys, I've never heard that said quite so well, Jim.
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
Yeah. So,
B.B. King is from Memphis, you know. And this B.B. King is just an absolutely total artist. He's just absolutely fantastic. Yeah. Do you like B.B. King?
You bet. Lots of good music.
Yeah.
Lots of good stuff. Very good. Yeah. Well, Bob, thanks a lot for your time this morning. Good luck with the show.
Okay. Jim, come and see us. We'll have a special coffee here for you.
Perfect. I know it's the start of what he hopes will be a very productive season as we hit nicer weather here this year at the Oak Tree Opry. Very good. Yeah. Thanks, Bob.
You betcha. Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right. Need to turn things back over to Brett so he can tell us a little bit more this morning about Camlin Plumbing and Heating. Brett?
Cleaning your air ducts can be a real blessing if anyone in your home has allergies. The air that is distributed through your house should pass over clean surfaces or it will pick up dust, mold, mildew, or debris that is still in there. Camlin Plumbing and Heating uses the negative air approach machine that will thoroughly remove any residue in your air ducts. We also have sprays that we can use after duct cleaning to alleviate any future growth of molds, and a spray that will also help with any odor problems that you may have. Good clean air in your home is a deterrent against illness, and now is a good time to get it done. Give us a call at 243-1512 in Atlantic or at 755-3286 in Harlan for an appointment. Thought of the day today comes to us from Flip Wilson. You can't expect to hit the jackpot if you don't put a few nickels in the machine.
I'm trying to remember. Was it Geraldine?
That was Geraldine.
Geraldine. Okay, I couldn't remember the name of the female character. I used to do Geraldine. Flip Wilson. He was funny.
You
that
betcha.
Was a funny show he had.
Yep.
Thanks for the memory. I appreciate that. Appreciate you coming in this morning, Brett. Again, my thanks to Bob for spending some time with us here on the phone. You go make it a great day, and God bless America.